This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
That would be I. Hello, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And we thank you so much for spending this time with us each and every week on this very same station, or if you're listening on GCNlive.com, we welcome you with open arms. In this hour, we're going to be talking with the J.C. Whitney's Rob Molnar. I can't wait to talk to Rob, but if you were with us in the previous hour of the program, Dan Hall from Auto Pacific has been telling us all about the latest Motorist Choice Awards that are done in conjunction with the folks at IntelliChoice. And so far, we've named off a number of great winners, including the BMW 5 Series, the BMW X5, the GMC Sierra 1500, the GMC Arcadia, the Dodge Challenger, just to name a few. And why don't we pick up where we left off? Dan, tell us about the next category.
The next category is compact car. And it's actually interesting, the next three categories, compact car, midsize crossover SUV, and economy car, are all Honda. And all three of those vehicles do extremely well in cost of ownership, mostly because people know that Hondas last a long time, and that's their belief, and that really affects their perception of them, and they do well in that area. In the compact car category, the Civic also does extremely well in visibility and front seat comfort, which is really important to consumers in a compact car because there's so many crossovers on the road. You're sitting low in a compact car, so it's good to have a vehicle that has good visibility. The CRV in the midsize crossover segment, again, does well in cost of ownership, but it also does well in cargo space and ease of loading the cargo. I've done research on that vehicle many times in different settings, and the way the rear hatch opens, it's flat and wide. It's a box, which ultimately is the best way to load up a vehicle. Does extremely well in that category. The economy car segment has the Honda Fit is the winner. And I'm sure you're familiar with the Fit. Most people who haven't seen the way that works in the cargo category are just amazed.
It really is kind of like they call it a Swiss Army knife, Dan. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can configure the seating arrangements and such.
Yeah, it's interesting because most consumers wouldn't know this, but the fuel tank is put underneath the driver and passenger in the center of the vehicle, which is a good safe place to put it away from for purposes of getting hit from behind. What that does is that lowers the floor in the second row seat and in the back. So when you fold the seat up, you have something that feels like a minivan, even though it's much, much smaller. And it provides a great storage area. The next category, actually, Lexus does well. The next four categories we'll talk about, premium compact car, midsize luxury car, luxury SUV, and luxury crossover SUV. In the premium compact car, CT200H wins with retained value, as one would expect from a Lexus, and also very low fuel cost associated because, of course, it's a hybrid vehicle. And it's the only vehicle in our whole study that scored very high in the dealership experience. So consumers are actually having a good time at the Lexus dealership, which says a lot for Lexus because they try so hard, you know?
Sure, absolutely. That's very important
part of it. Yeah. And the next category is the midsize luxury car, ES350. Again, does well for retained value, but also for reliability and safety. Consumers' perception of those vehicles as being very safe vehicles, and reliable vehicles, and that does well. They do well in that segment for those reasons. The next category is luxury SUV, and it's the Lexus GX 460, the large truck-based SUV. Does very well for retained value, but also interior styling. Interior styling is very important to these buyers, obviously, in the luxury segment. How good does it look inside, and do you feel like you're being appropriately cared for? The Lexus delivers strongly in that category, so it's a good vehicle to check out for that reason. The next category is luxury crossover SUV, so that's the RX 350. Again, does well for retained value, but it also does well for the front seats and the interior and exterior styling. So consumers are very satisfied with the front seats of that vehicle. That vehicle tends to attract a lot of female buyers that used to have a large SUV, and they're kind of done with having a large SUV with kids. So it's important that it has a nice interior, sort of it's a reward vehicle. You know, I put my time in with the minivan. You know, I put my time in with the SUV. Now I'd like something a little bit more personal. And so the front seat experience is important, and they do a good job with it.
And, of course, it's a crossover. The RX really invented the crossover segment, the luxury crossover segment. So it drives very car-like as well.
Yeah, I think it remains their number one selling vehicle. It's a great driving vehicle, absolutely. In the sports car segment, the Mazda Miata MX-5, or I guess just the MX-5. I'm sorry, I called it a Miata, but the MX-5. Does extremely well, again, with retained value, but also with the instrumentation. The cockpit setup is really nice in that vehicle. So people really like the instrumentation inside of that vehicle. It's easy to see what you're doing. It feels like a sports car without having being too busy inside. So it does very well in that category.
Absolutely. And, you know, what a gem of a handling vehicle. And it's an iconic vehicle. It's the best-selling. A lot of people will be surprised to know the little factoid here. In the history of roadsters worldwide, the Miata MX-5 is the number one best-selling roadster of all time. So that says a lot about Mazda, and also says a lot about the folks that buy them and race them as well. There are more Mazdas being raced every weekend here in North America than any other vehicle. So they work very, very hard every time they come out with a new Mazda MX-5 Miata. And I think this latest rendition is the best one to date.
Yeah, it's quite a vehicle. The old story back from, I think it was 89 when it was launched. Was it 89? Was it 99? I can't remember.
89.
It was in 89. They spent so much time listening to the exhaust, making sure that the exhaust was just right. At the time, as researchers, you know, me being in the research field, you know, car companies paid attention, but the amount of time they spent on the exhaust on a vehicle at the time was a very inexpensive vehicle. Was just enormous, and it makes a huge difference to the whole experience of the vehicle, and they still have that attention to detail. When you're in the vehicle today, it's more sophisticated, more luxurious, but at the same time still feels like it has the heart and soul of the original vehicle. It's pretty amazing they've kept it together for so long.
Oh, true, Dan.
Yeah. Let's go on. The next category is actually, well, this vehicle, one of my favorites, compact crossover SUV, is the Subaru Crosstrek. Does extremely well for retained value. As anybody of you might know, if you've tried to buy a used Subaru, most of their owners are so in love with the vehicles that the price of a used Subaru is pretty much the same as the price of a new Subaru. So you might as well just go to the dealership and get a new one. So they do very well for durability, but also fun to drive. And for people who don't know Subarus, the way the engine's put in that vehicle, boxer style, low to the vehicle, even all of their vehicles, even their sedans like the Legacy, feel different. So it does extremely well and fun to drive. It has a different feel, like a Miata has a different feel, that sort of low center of gravity. Subaru does extremely well in that category. And then, of course,
that's true. I mean, I owned a Subaru, and it retained its value remarkably well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold that thought, Dan. We're up against another break. Don't go away.
Okay.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Danger. Blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
With me is Rob Mulner. Mulner is in the on-deck circle, and we thank Bob for being very patient as we finish up with Dan Hall from Auto Pacific, who is telling us all about the IntelliChoice and the Auto Pacific Motors Choice Award, the brand new one that just announced, and we're having lots of fun learning about Auto Pacific Research Company and talking about all the winners, and what a great list so far. Why don't we finish up the remaining ones on the list, Dan?
Okay,
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob. So the next category is mid-sized car. Again, another Subaru. The Subaru Legacy performed well in retained value from the cost of ownership category, but also reputation for reliability and safety. Subarus all do very well in the safety ratings, and consumers recognize that, and it bodes well for the Legacy. In the midsize SUV category, it's 4Runner, and the Toyota 4Runner does well for retained value, but also durability. Consumers recognize how durable these vehicles are. As you know, there's quite a few 4Runners on the road that are quite old today, so it's hard to get your hands on a used 4Runner. So the next category is a large car. So a large car is a smaller segment these days, not as many vehicles in that segment. The Toyota Avalon HEV hybrid electric vehicle does well for maintenance, low maintenance costs, and low fuel costs, obviously, being a hybrid. And then consumers are really happy when they own that vehicle with its environmental friendliness, because they're not used to having a vehicle that's that big that gets that kind of fuel economy.
That's a good point.
Big car.
The latest rendition is the best looking one to date, because before I really was not a fan of the Avalon, but they've done a great job in injecting a little passion, a little sexiness into what used to be a very staid vehicle.
Absolutely, absolutely. Probably the best looking car in that segment now, from a position before when it was pretty bland. It was bland before, but it's a good looking vehicle these days. The next category is premium midsize crossover. So that's Toyota Highlander wins for this year. Toyota Highlander does very well for retained value, as one might expect. One other thing that's interesting about the Highlander is it does well for seat comfort and ride comfort overall. I think back in 2001, the Highlander was the first car-based midsize SUV. So that started to change really what perceptions people had with regards to how comfortable a truck could be. So it does very well in ride comfort, and that helps it out.
Yeah, that's a very good choice.
Now, this category is minivan, and people might question our inclusion of the Toyota Prius V in this category. But it performs like a minivan in terms of its buyers. So it has low maintenance costs, low fuel costs, but it has a great cargo space like a minivan should have and great driver's seat visibility like a minivan should have. So those are two areas where it performs well in consumers' perceptions. So it's funny, years ago, hybrid vehicles were their own category, but now every category of vehicle, it seems like, offers a hybrid, including supercars. So now you got to go back to, you got to make a Prius really is like a minivan, the large V is. So.
It is, yes. That's really become a brand within a brand, and with the different variants available.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's the number one. The regular Prius, I think, in California is the number one selling vehicle of all cars. So that's pretty amazing. Or more and more, actually, the number one vehicle brand, I think they say, when they talk about hybrid brands. So the next category is compact pickup. Toyota Tacoma, similar to the Crosstrek. It's one of those vehicles that's hard to find a used version of it. So it does very well in retained value because owners just hold on to them for years, and they do because of their durability, and that's where it performs very well in consumers' perceptions of durability. I think we've all seen some of the stories about these trucks lasting much longer than the lives of their owners. So it does very well.
That's great.
I think there's a segment on the British show, on that British TV show, where they try to beat a Hilux to death, you know. And I think they never succeed in doing it. So then the final segment is aspirational luxury car. So that's a luxury car. It's sort of in the introductory luxury car. And the Volvo XC70, the wagon, wins that for low fuel costs on the cost of ownership side. And then front seat comfort. Remember the very thing we opened up with BMW as being doing extremely well in front seat comfort. Volvo is another brand that has been killing that for years, doing a really good job. And this vehicle does extremely well for front seat comfort, and it has an impact on its owners. So that's how the XC70 scored so well in our research this year.
I can understand completely. And when we look at the awards overall, I mean, Lexus and Toyota definitely are dominating. Honda does very well, indeed, and Subaru got the nod for a couple of different awards, and great job, Dan. Next time we're going to schedule a full hour for you. Love talking with you about Auto Pacific and about the Motorers' Choice Awards. And where's the best place for folks to go online to check out more information about both Auto Pacific and IntelliChoice?
Yeah, it's easy to find us. You can go to www.autopacific.com for information about us, or you can go to enthusiastnetwork.com for information about the Enthusiast Network and IntelliChoice. So it's easy to find us at both of those locations, autopacific.com or enthusiastnetwork.com.
Perfect. Dan, we'll definitely get you back, and we thank
All right.
you so much for your time here today.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks. There's Dan Hall from Auto Pacific, and boy, he had a whole lot of information. Now let's move to a gentleman who's become a regular co-host here on the program. He is the chief auto enthusiast, the car crazy guy for both U.S. Auto Parts and J.C. Whitney. I always light up every time Rob Molnar joins us here on the broadcast, and he is doing so right now. Rob, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for Dan. He just had so much information. We went way longer than we had scheduled time for Dan.
Hey, Bob, no problem. It's always great to be on Auto World. Thanks for having me again.
Let's remind everybody about how many years that J.C. Whitney has been around, and I love the fact that it's a magical number in itself, and also the fact that this started as a family-owned business and continues. It's such a great story.
Yeah, it's really one of those, I think, American fables of how do you come to this country and how do you make a success of yourself. 101 years, J.C. Whitney's been at this. Started by a fellow named Israel Warshawski, who emigrated from Lithuania and was in the right place at the right time. Realized that cars were catching on, and you know, as a byproduct, people were wrecking cars and crashing cars and needed car parts. And he started basically a salvage yard in Chicago and started selling parts, used parts, you know, reclaimed parts. And then his son came into the business around 45 and said, you know what, people like accessorizing cars and making them different and unique. And then that launched a whole other piece of the business.
You're not kidding. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hey there. Thank you so much for being here with me. I am Bob Long. If I sound a little different this week, my digital equipment is in the shop, the repair shop, and we'll be back to sounding regular next week, so apologies to our affiliate stations around the nation and all the listeners everywhere, whether you're listening on a station or online at GCNLive.com. J.C. Whitney's Rob Molnar is with us, and he's one of our favorite guys. J.C. Whitney is one of the supporters of this radio broadcast. If it wasn't for J.C. Whitney and folks at Haynes Manuals, we wouldn't be in business, so thank you so much to Rob and to J.C. Whitney for their support. And Rob, who I've gotten to know over the last couple of years, has evolved into a great radio co-host. So I just love having him on the air with me. And Rob, you do such a great job. And I know you shared a personal story with us recently that there was a time in your life that you wanted to be in broadcasting. So now you've got your chance.
Yeah, it's funny how these things come together, isn't it? It's when I realized my passion was really about cars and automotive, I kind of moved on from that time when I thought radio would be the place that I would go and, study communications in school. But I got to say that being able to put together two things that I really love, the whole thing, everything I do with cars and then our time together has really been, it's just been a great way to mesh those two things together. And I appreciate the opportunity you've extended me to really become kind of a, like you said, your co-host. It's been a lot of fun. I look forward to the time that we spend together, Bob.
Absolutely, Rob. And we got to get you back on for another full hour soon because I know that Dan from Auto Pacific ate into your time, and so we definitely going to make that up to you. And let's talk a little bit about, speaking of automotive passion, around the corner is a great event out in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's still an industry-only event, but the SEMA show is going to be happening come the first week of November. And last year, for the 100th birthday, you gave away some really cool prizes. And, of course, for 101, you just recently have given away a prize as well. Why don't you start by talking about the 2016 winner and then tell everybody about SEMA, because if you've never been, it's hard to describe.
Well, mind-blowing would be the phrase that I would use. I can remember my first visit to SEMA and how your neck just gets sore, your brain moves around in your skull so much, you're just completely blasted at every angle by amazing vehicles, people like yourself who have really, you know, created a place for themselves in the industry. You're walking down the way and there's, you know, Chip Booth or there's, you know, Mario Andretti. So it's, I got to say, it's just completely, you know, automotive heaven. What we did last year with SEMA Ignited, which is the open to the public event that they do after the show, we had our big moment in the spotlight and we pulled our three finalists up to the stage. And just to refresh your listeners, we had a fully built Wrangler Unlimited and a fully built F-150 XLT 4x4. And when we pulled the grand prize winner, she got the opportunity to pick one of those vehicles. So she ended up picking the F-150, a nice lady from Florida. And she just couldn't believe her luck, and she squealed and she cried and did all the things that you hope a big prize winner will do. And then we ended up taking the silver Wrangler Unlimited to the Mecum auction in Anaheim about a week after SEMA, and then sold that and donated proceeds to United Way Los Angeles that really focuses on helping homeless veterans. And another portion of the proceeds went to a program we've talked about pretty frequently, the Alex Exidius Center for Automotive Arts out at the Pomona Fairplex. So that was really, you know, for everything I did last year, that was really my dream come true, was to not just build those vehicles with our friends at OC Motorsports and all of our awesome sponsors, but to see the sweepstakes winner's face and then to know that the other vehicle benefited to, you know, tremendously worthy entities. That was amazing. And then this year, like you mentioned, Bob, we had just given away we built another Wrangler, 2016 Wrangler this year, and did a little more low-key sweepstakes event at OC Motorsports. And a fellow named Eric from Berkeley, California, was our big winner. And we flew him down. We had the In-N-Out burger truck there for those that have visited California and know what a delicious burger that is. So we just had a little more of a simple event, but just as much fun. And, you know, I wanted to ask if you could relay this to your audience. For 2017, we're thinking about something a little bit different. Instead of buying another vehicle and building it out, we're thinking about asking our audience, your audience, with Jeeps and trucks to submit their vehicle and tell us what they would love to see if they could make over their vehicle or update it or modify it. What would they do? And we're thinking about getting those people, our audience, your audience, to submit pictures of their vehicles and say, here's my Jeep or truck, and, you know, I love it, and it's been great, but I'd sure like to, you know, maybe update it this way or that way, and submit those pictures. And we're thinking about having our Facebook audience kind of, throw in their two cents, kind of vote for the vehicles they think are the most interesting or most compelling, and then really go literally pick up their vehicle, bring it out to OC Motorsports here in California, and over about a 45-day period, we'll transform that vehicle in kind of the way that owner wants, and then have another some sort of a ceremony. We're still playing with the ideas there, but we thought it would be a lot of fun to honor our audience and folks that have a Jeep or a truck that have obviously loved that vehicle and take it, you know, who knows where, and do all the things you do with your vehicles. We'd like to get something with a little more of a story to it. A new vehicle is a lot of fun and it's clean and easy, but a vehicle that you own or I own, it's out there in the real world, and it's getting beat up and it's getting used and it's, you know, it's doing a lot of different things for people. So that's the idea we're playing with. I would love to get some feedback from you, from your audience, and let us know if we're on the right path with the idea we're thinking about.
Well, Rob, I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea, and I think the Auto World radio listening audience is going to be emailing me up and emailing you guys as well and sending in pictures, because I think this is a great opportunity, like you say. You know, why not give somebody the opportunity to live out their fantasy with their own vehicle? Because the folks that own Jeeps, for example, are just so passionate about their vehicle. And, you know, the economy, I'm not sure what you say. I mean, it's still not in a good place. And there are a lot of folks that would love to be able to accessorize, to upgrade their vehicle, to be able to make it a real road warrior. And, you know, it's out of the question. There's no way they're going to be able to buy a new vehicle, and the odds of winning a brand new customized vehicle like you've given away in the past that is not as high as sending in a compelling picture and story. So I think you're onto something big here, my friend.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. It's certainly the feedback that we're looking for. And, you know, one of the thoughts there was really to find that person who has got a great backstory. You know, tell us about your vehicle, what you've done with it, what you'd like to do with it. I think that'll make it a more interesting promotion.
Absolutely. We'll have more with Rob Molnar on the other side. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers. And I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lick-O-Chop. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food. And their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals. And you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're already getting feedback from the Auto World radio listening audience about what J.C. Whitney's Rob Molnar, who joins us live here from California, just mentioned in that they're thinking about doing for 2017, the folks at J.C. Whitney having a contest in which people will send in pictures of their vehicle, their Jeep, for example, and explain what they would like to have done to it. We've got a great, compelling email here from Ken in Indiana, and I definitely hope you pull the trigger on this one, because I think you've hit a magic spot here. I think this is going to be a great compliment to what you've done over the last couple of years, Rob. I'll reiterate that. Here's the question I've always wanted to ask you. How many you may not know the answer. You might have to do some research. But when you look at all the different catalogs and all the different products, is there a magic number of products that are actually sold in a given calendar year for J.C. Whitney? I mean, it's got to be among thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Oh, goodness. Well, I don't have an answer for you specifically on an annual basis. On a pretty average day out of our warehouses and out of our service centers, approximately around 10,000 boxes of some sort of part go out on an average day. Now, on a part number level, or we call a SKU, a stock keeping unit, the catalog typically has about 1.5 million, maybe almost 2 million SKUs. And there are numbers that are coming in. There are numbers that are going out of production, discontinued, et cetera. So that target is always moving. But on an average day, there's about 1.5 million parts in the catalog. Again, that changes, almost day by day. So, it's not exactly an answer to your question, Bob, but it's pretty close. I did also want to, go back to SEMA for a second. We're pretty excited to be doing a ride with our friends from PowerStop. They're going to do an off-road tour to SEMA. Now, they're starting out in Illinois, so they're going to take some highway, but we're going to meet up with them in Grand Junction, Colorado. And we're going to go from Colorado through Moab, which, is one of our favorite places. And then we're going to make our way off-road from Moab to Las Vegas proper. So we're pretty excited about that ride. And last weekend, we shook down our first Jeep, our Centennial Jeep, went out to an old ghost town, literally, called Calico, out in the San Bernardino Mountains, and did a pretty substantial trail ride with the guys from OC Motorsports to make sure our Jeep's ready for the action. And it's official. We're ready to go and hit some tough trails out at Moab.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And I'm sure at SEMA, 2016 that you're going to be introducing some new products as well. I'm sure you've got some surprises that we can't talk about.
Well, you know, for us, SEMA, we're out there looking for the newest and latest and coolest. So we've got our whole team of product managers that'll be out there, you know, combing the grounds, looking for all the cool new stuff we want to add to our catalog. And, you know, there's always inspiration around every corner. There's so many new vehicles. I was just looking at an article about all the customized F-150s that'll be out there. So, you know, everybody's got their own take on what looks cool. And so we'll be looking for, you know, those trends and those new cool pieces of equipment and how we might integrate them into this idea that I shared with you about modifying a, you know, a user's vehicle. We'll see what happens there. But the trail ride last weekend was spectacular. We just put a clip up on YouTube. If your audience searched J.C. Whitney Calico, they can see what we did there. There's a trail called Gatekeeper that's pretty intense. And after the guys from OC Motorsports ran it, we followed right behind them and were able to, you know, it took us a little more time. We had to be a little more precise about our line, but we had some good coaching and we made it through. And compared to a lot of other folks that trailer their Jeeps out there and trailer their Jeeps home, we drove out and we drove home. And to me, that's a testament to how well our Jeep is built. And I got to thank not just our sponsors, but I got to thank, you know, Dan and Brandon and the crew at OC Motorsports for really building us an extremely useful Jeep.
That is so well said, Rob, because, I mean, it all comes down to, you know, when the rubber hits the road, mm-hmm. when the Jeep hits the trail, and the fact that you've got this video, and I just took a quick look here, it's very easy to find on YouTube, and our listeners can get a look at what you're referring to. I mean, this is no easy trail. This is a real deal affair.
No, and that's that Gatekeeper in particular. It, you know, there's a little bit of folklore with these different trails, but the folklore on Gatekeeper is that a Jeep JK, so the latest gen, latest chassis Jeep, that's been a real hurdle for a JK. And so Dan's got his JKU, his four-door, and he ran it. Now he's on 40s, and his, you know, the complete chassis on that Jeep has been completely upgraded, modified, you know, militarized, whatever you want to call it. And he made it look like he was just on his way to the store to get, you know, a gallon of milk. But we, like I said, we followed his line. He gave us some coaching, and our completely streetable Jeep ran it and made it through. And it was actually pretty cool for being only about an hour and a half from where I live, about halfway to Vegas. You're getting not just this literally a silver mine that was finding silver in the ground in the 1880s, but just this beautiful environment to go off-roading. And there's motorcycle guys out there and all sorts of other off-road guys. But when they saw us hit Gatekeeper, it was like Mick Jagger showed up. People were lining the canyon. They were watching. And let's face it, it's like, you know, your Sunday afternoon NASCAR. You're thinking there could be a wreck here, and you want to see what's going to happen. But we ran three vehicles through there. No muss, no fuss, no problems. And it was awesome to do that. I got to thank my my co-driver and my off-road guru, Eric Nielsen, is our Jeep and truck product manager, and he's quite good behind the wheel. So he makes me look like I know what I'm doing. So I got to thank him.
That's great, Rob. And, you know, growing up in Massachusetts, being a Boston guy, it wasn't until I started traveling and visiting the automotive world around the country, courtesy of the folks at Jeep and through my experiences at Motor Trend, that, you know, that I got the off-roading bug as well. And I would encourage all of our listeners, you know, if it's something you've never done, it's something you must experience at least once in your life. And the thing is, once you do it once, then you're hooked. Right, Rob?
Oh, no doubt about it, Bob. I mean, we talked about this before. My passion, my core is, you know, sports car. And if you said, hey, let's Auto World and J.C. Whitney go rent Willow Springs for the day or something like that, that would be, you know, I would just jump off the roof with excitement. But I'm learning to really appreciate the skill and the technical ability that it takes to be proficient off-road. And it's really just the same skill set with a little different perspective that makes you good on a track or a, you know, an autocross versus a trail at Moab or, you know, this thing we ran at Calico. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned Boston. I was just out there last week to visit some clients, and one of our sponsors, Crown Automotive, is out in Marshfield. And I got to tour their place. And, of course, you know, I felt like a full tourist. The leaves are changing. You know, the foliage is doing its colors and all of that. And it was amazing. And then I roll up to Crown, and I knew I was in the right place because the parking lot's just full of Jeeps. And really had a great time. We're going to hopefully get Doug from Crown Automotive, get him as a guest here in the next couple of weeks once his kid's soccer schedule winds down. But it was beautiful being in Boston. I thought of you and your hometown there. And I strongly recommend if you've ever had an interest in getting off road, get somebody with a Jeep or a tough truck to take you out and see what you're missing.
Absolutely. Rob, you're not only a great supporter, but you're turned into a great radio personality as well. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to get you back real soon.
I look forward to it, Bob, and happy belated birthday to you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.